Praise the Lord. Message number 239. The title of the message, Kneeling Down, Part 5. In this message, we will search the scriptures that will inform us and teach us more about kneeling down as meaningful posture to worship the Lord and to serve Him. The psalmist in Psalm 5 verse 7, he said, But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence will I bow down toward your holy temple. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, as we kneel down at your feet, we ask you, Lord, to help us, to teach us, to direct us in the way that you want us to move. I pray that these scriptures that we're going to study will bring a great blessing into our life. Lord, anoint my lips and let your word that full of grace will be flow from your throne to your people, to your church, to help each and everyone who listen to apply and get relief and understand and learn the ways of yours, O God. I pray the message will bring help, healing, wholeness, relief, salvation. You will raise up more people to serve you through this message of yours. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20 and verse 18, speak about King Jehoshaphat when he faced the threats of three armies came, you know, against him. He gathered the people and he went to the temple of the Lord. They fasted and they prayed. They came with all their families. And they presented their petition unto the Lord, who answered them. The Lord answered them and assured them through a prophecy that they should not be afraid, but they will go forward tomorrow and face the enemy. They don't need to fight, but they will stand firm and they will see the deliverance of the Lord. You know, therefore, when the prophecy came to Jehoshaphat and to the people of Judah who were with him, all of them, they bowed down in worship unto the Lord. In book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 18, it says, Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. And that is here the posture of faith and gratitude and thankfulness toward the Lord, who would help us, who would assure us to face our battles and to strengthen us in facing the threats of the enemies. Daniel also did the same when he faced, you know, troubles, when envious people came and tried to conspire against him, and they make a plot and they ignite the king of Persia. And finally, Daniel was threatened to be thrown into the den of lions. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 10 and verse 11 say, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. The decree that say that everyone who will not pray for the king, pray to the king and no other God, he'll be thrown into the den of lions, when Daniel heard about the decree, what he did? He went upstairs and he prayed toward Jerusalem, and 3 times a day he got down on his knee and prayed and giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. You see here the point here, that Daniel's style of prayer was a kneeling down position, asking help from the Lord, thanking God for everything that he had given, even in trials and troubles. That style helped Daniel to overcome. You know, you need to learn from the scripture. We learn from the scripture, and we need to do the same and make it a point in our life, in your life, that daily you kneel down and pray at the feet of the Lord. Thank him and ask help from him. We learn more from the scriptures in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8. We will learn more about kneeling down when the book of the law brought out by Israel, and we found the response of the people in honor to God and to his word and to his servant who brought them the word of God. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 1 to 6 say, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street, and that was before the water gate. And they spake, and then they spake unto Israel scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Israel the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mattithiah and Shema and Ananiah and Urijah and Hilkiah and Maaseiah on his right hand, and on his left hand Pedaiah and Mishael and Malkiah and Hashum and Hasbadana and Zechariah and Mishulam. And Israel opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Israel blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered amen and amen with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The people, in their honor to God and to his word, we read here, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. You know, bow down and honor the word of God. You know, the word of God, it teaches not only that we bow down, but we need to submit to the word of God and apply the word of God in our life. The scriptures speak that we need to bow down our ear and hear the word of God that gives life, as we read in the book of Proverbs chapter 22 verse 17, say, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. So here is not only to bow down in a posture, but to bow down your ear. It means to submit to what the word of God speak. Beautiful the word of God, and what to bring to us of good news. In Psalm 22 verse 27, say, all the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. So here, everyone need to bow down. There is no other way to be saved and to reach heaven except through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 10, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under heavens. And Psalm 72 verse 11, it says, all kings will bow down to him and all nations will save him. So everyone will come to Jesus. Everyone need to bow down, and everyone need to listen and serve the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. The psalmist say in Psalm 95 verse 6, he say, come, let us bow down in worship, let us kneel before the Lord our God. This is the right response to God's call. In Psalm 138 verse 2, say, I will bow down. The psalmist say, I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word. And possibly that when Daniel bowed down and give thanks and exalted the name of the Lord, even he hear the bad news and the threat, but the word of God say that, for you have exalted above all things your name and your word. So Daniel was assured that the name of the Lord and the word of God above all rules, principality, power of darkness, we rebuke all in the name of Jesus, and we have the victory as we kneel down and submit our life and will unto the Lord. Kneeling down should be done with the right attitude and conduct toward God and toward his word. In Micah chapter 6 verse 6 and verse 7, there's a question and need to be answered. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? I'm going to bow down at the Lord. What I will bring with me? With what I will come? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? So here, speaking about kneeling down with the wrong attitude. That here, some people, they understand that if they bring offering and money, first fruit and tithe, that can be atonement for the sin and to cover up their sin. But that is not correct. You need to come to the Lord with the right attitude. If you have sin, bowing down will not help. Bringing to the Lord things will not help. Only your repentance is needed. It is not only you bow down before the Lord, but your attitude and your conduct and your understanding of the ways of the Lord is very important. It is not what you bring, to the Lord, but what you need to do so that you will be in line with his will and his word. Micah chapter 6 verse 8 say, he has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord requires of you. The Lord have requirement to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. So here the Lord require mercy, require justice, and require also humility is what the Lord expect from you as you come to bow down and kneel at his feet. When you come to kneel down and bow down, God wants you to do what is right and just. God wants you to be humble. Then The love of God will flow through you, and the mercy of the Lord will be shown into your life. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 20 to verse 23 speak about one even that a woman came to the Lord and she kneeled down, but she requests him a wrong things. So here is not only you kneel down, but your attitude, your prayer, your conduct should be in line with the kneeling down. Kneeling down is mean humility, fear of God, submission to God's will, willing to give the Lord the lead to lead you and to direct you in the right way. Willing to humble down, to accept God's will, to put aside your own will and your own plans and ambition. Matthew chapter 20, verse 22, verse 23. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and kneeling down asked a favor of him. What she asked? She want a favor. What is it you want? The Lord answered. He asked, she said, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said to them. Can you drink the cup I am going to drink? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. Here, the woman requests, and the two sons who were the disciples of Jesus, three of them, they came to the Lord. But their request showed pride and selfishness, and there was no humility or justice. In their prayer and kneeling down contradict what the Lord say in Micah 6 verse 8. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Scriptures teach us not only to kneel down, but to humble before the Lord, to surrender our will and our plans unto Him. Luke chapter 22, verse 39 to verse 44, we learn a good example on the importance of kneeling down as part of our worship and life style. Luke 22, verse 39, I will read to verse 44. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's east, and kneeled down and prayed. That's the Lord Jesus, kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He is asking the Lord to take the cross from him, but he also said, not my will, but your will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Christ was facing the task of passing through the cross. He kneeled down in a prayer, seeking to do God's will. When you are faced with challenges, and you are challenged to do God's will, and that is our daily routine, we are challenged to do God's will, then kneel down and surrender your will and your plans to God, and you will be led to utter the right prayer. And when you kneel down with that attitude, you will get up and you have the right decision and the thing that will do and will be a pleasant unto the Lord. The next dawn is to live in the fear of the Lord. In Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 6, we will see another event that shows the disciples and the follower of Christ, they kneel down. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass that they were much perplexed thereabout. Behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. To live and be in the fear of the Lord, as these women, they were directed to go to the tomb of Jesus, and when they then found them and they hear there and they saw the angel of the Lord, and these two men, they were the angel of the Lord, stood by them in shining garment, and they were having the fear of the Lord. And as they were afraid and bowed on their faces to the ground, they bowed on in the presence of the Lord, the fear of the Lord seized them. And as they were in that position, they were directed with the clear explanation of what had happened. They were instructed of what they need to do. In the same way, when you live in the fear of the Lord and be in reverence to his presence in your life, the Lord shall direct you to do the right things, and will instruct you and relieve you and give you the good news, that this good news will help you to continue your life, to live for him and to serve him. In the book of Acts, the disciples, they adopted the posture of bowing down. In Acts chapter 20 verse 36, after Paul gathered the elders of Ephesian church and he spoke to them at the conclusion of their meeting, and when they had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. Paul led a prayer in kneeling down. In Acts chapter 21 verse 5, when Paul was in Tyre and with the brethren, and we will read here, and when we had accomplished those days, we departed and went our way, and they all brought us on our way with wives and children till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. Paul and the church in the book of Acts adopted the attitude of kneeling down in prayer, accepting the word of God and his will in their life. And furthermore, about kneeling down, in the book of Revelation chapter 4 verse 9 to 11, we can read more. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. In heaven we will kneel down and worship the Lord at his throne. In Mark chapter 1 verse 40, speak about the lepers who came to the Lord. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. That leprous man, he was asking the Lord to make him clean, to heal him. We need to understand, and you need to understand, in Jesus there is forgiveness, there is salvation, there is deliverance, there is justification, sanctification, there is healing, and there is also full restoration. Therefore, come to the Lord with right attitude, humble down, repented heart, willing to follow his will and a plan. You kneel down, ask the Lord to forgive you all your sins, what you have done against his will and against his plan. Tell him, Lord, I am coming back to you. I will be at your feet in full submission to your will and command. Forgive me what I have done in the past. Help me in my trouble today. I thank you for all what you have done, and I am not aware of it. Today I repent and coming to you, Lord. Cleanse me, O God. Sanctify me, Lord. Set me free from all bondages and heal my wounds and diseases, O God, and soothe my spirit and restore me back to you and to what you had prepared and planned for me. I do pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, for everyone who pray is a prayer to restore him, to receive from you mercy, O God, and restoration and relief, O God, and comfort that come from you, Lord, and from your word, O God. I do pray that you bless your church, O God. We thank you for your word that brings blessing and assurance and restoration and revival and help and healing. O God, we thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Take this word of yours and make it to those who are in need of it, to those who are waiting to hear this word of yours, O God. Lord, whatever the purpose of sending it, we believe it had accomplished, and you are reaping the harvest, O God, that you ordain, O God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, Amen and Amen.